Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful, clean, and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and 2-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in. This is our mini episode. I am very excited today because we're going to talk to a dog, or she's an animal communicator, a dog psychic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I want to know, I've always wanted to know what Phoebe's thinking. My main questions, like, are her knees hurting her because she has bad knees? Mm-hmm.
Can't your veterinarian
tell
you that?
No, I'm saying bad enough, like, to have surgery because it's a big decision I have to make.
Again.
And some surgeons, I've gotten multiple opinions on it. Okay. So I was wanting her to ask Phoebe herself.
Okay.
I kind of want to know, like, why she has car anxiety. Because she gets really anxious and, like, panty in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, this is a result of a meeting we had last week about some of the stuff. Who are the guests that Becca and Tanya would really like to have on the show?
And Becca wants
And that was the first thing Becca brought up is a pet psychic.
I do. I'm very excited. I don't even know if I've never had a psychic reading or anything. So I don't even know that I believe in psychics, but I'm doing my most for today.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not super excited about this episode.
Well, yeah, because you don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog, but I've also I don't believe in psychics. So, like, the thought of having a psychic read your dog seems so ridiculous.
That's
okay. Is anyone else surprised by this that Tanya
yes.
doesn't believe in psychics?
Yes,
because I feel like if she sat down with someone who gave her the best reading of all time.
I've sat down with psychics before, but, like, not because I didn't go in. Like, I'm not one of those people that goes and, like, my old roommate used to go to a psychic every month. Like, she would go to her psychic yeah. every month and get her reading and things like that. Like, I'm not that, but I've gotten my cards read just because we had somebody for the morning show come in and do it 1 year. And, you know, like, I'm not like a negative Nancy. I'm not going to be like, no, I'm a rah, rah, rah. I'll play along, but I'm also not going to, like,
but I feel like the Venn diagram of people who believe in psychics and people who believe in horoscopes are kind of, it's
right.
kind of one big circle.
I
so
see
it's
what you're
interesting
I see
that you
that...
see them as 2 different things.
Yeah, yes. That's how I feel too.
I can see that.
Well, Well, I'm very excited to talk to her. Even if it's over and I'm like, well, not sure I got a lot out of that, I'm still excited to see if she says anything specific that I would be like, how'd she know that? You know what I'm saying?
Such as?
Anything. Like if she just says something out of nowhere without me saying it first is what I'm saying.
Got it. Okay.
I feel like you're all right. I'm feeling your negative energy. I feel like it's not going to go. I'm not going to get enough of a reading because of your, what you're putting out.
Like what if she says that your dog likes to go on walks?
Right, right. Like she's going to be like, you know, Phoebe, I'm seeing that she really enjoys.
Well, Phoebe doesn't like to go on walks. So that would be like.
I'm just saying there are things that dogs generally like to do and dogs generally don't like. Like, she doesn't like the vacuum cleaner. You know, like, I feel like there's guesses you could make that are pretty educated.
Right, right, right.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited. And listen, I know that people out there who are also dog owners will appreciate my enthusiasm and my excitement because there's nothing we want more than to know what our dogs are thinking.
Well, let me just say, Becca pitched her dog psychic. Becca wanted a dog psychic, and I wanted a period expert. So that's what you're getting with our mini episodes.
You want more?
You want
we more.
Got more. From dog psychic to disc, menstrual disc cup creator.
We have it all.
Scrubbing in is educational.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make it educational.
I learned what a phalange was, a real thing.
That video was so
funny. Yeah, shout out Crystal. Together? I think Crystal did that, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Okay, so we will be back. Her name is Sonia Fitzpatrick. We're going to talk to her when we come back from this break.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's gift finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's gift finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
All right, I am so excited for our guest on our mini episode today. We have Sonia Fitzpatrick, and she is a trusted animal communicator. And I am so excited to get to talk to her about Phoebe today. Sonia, thank you so much for taking the time to be here and help me understand Phoebe a little bit more.
Thank you, darling. And thank you for having me on, too. I was looking forward to this. And she knows everything. She's really smart. How old is she?
She's three. She just turned three in September.
You said you take her where you can.
I do.
You take her where you can, she said. And she said, and she likes the car.
She actually doesn't like the car. I'm surprised that.
What, do you drive around in anything else apart from the car?
No, normally just the car. I drive in.
Let me talk to her about the car. Let's see if we can sort this out. Because she said she likes going if you're there, but she doesn't like being left behind.
She doesn't like being left behind.
No.
Don't most dogs not like to be left behind?
Let me just talk to her about the car. She said, can she sit on your knee all the time?
That's what
if she's
she
in the
said.
Car.
She only will stand on my knee so that she can see out the window.
Yeah, because she said, I don't want to be away from my mom.
If anyone else is in the car trying to hold her, she's always trying to get back to me and stand on my knee.
Nice to be with you all the time. Well, you're her favorite person, aren't you? Because you're her mom. She said also she has nice bowls to eat from. Eating bowls.
She gets fancy food. She has a nice food setup.
She said, I like that. When did she have chicken?
she gets dried chicken for her treat.
Yeah, that's her favorite. She said, I'd like that for my main meal. So I said, well, you know, her mum knows what she's doing with food. Her mum knows best.
Wow. And I said
that mummy gives her the food that she's supposed to have, but she'd like that chicken all the time, she said.
She would like that chicken all the time, but she can't have it.
There's something special in her other food that keeps her running and when she helps her run faster. She said, I run quite fast. She said, I'm a good runner and I run quite fast. And where does she see the black dog?
The black dog?
Yeah, she said, I see a black dog sometimes. Not as pretty as me, she said. Nowhere near as pretty as me. She thinks she's the prettiest dog in the world. That's how you make her feel.
That's what I tell her.
She said, I'm pretty. I look like dogs.
So, the other black dog did you see?
The only other dog that she really sees is she's a dark brown dog.
Oh, well, let me tell her it's brown, not black. it looks a bit like my color, but it doesn't have the other nice white color on it.
Oh yeah, she's a dark brown dog.
It's quite a well-behaved dog. It's quite nice, she said, but I've got better manners.
She's kind of disrespectful to me, honestly.
The other dog?
No, Phoebe.
Oh.
Said, I'm prettier than them all, she said. I'm the prettiest dog I've ever seen. So let me, she said that she's a bit bossy.
That Phoebe is?
She said, I'm a bit bossy.
She's very bossy.
She said, I like to be in charge.
She does like to be in charge.
Yeah, she said, I'm always in charge. And she said, and my mummy knows me better than anyone. And who's the gentleman that she sees that she likes?
She sees a gentleman?
Yeah, a man sometimes, she said. He's quite nice. She thinks he's taller than you.
Who she gets most excited about is the man who brings, she gets grass for her outside potty area. And that's who she gets the most excited to see.
She loves him, she said. He's very kind and he's very nice and he's good looking and he's got big feet.
Did she say, she really said that I'm her favorite? Because sometimes she doesn't act like I'm her favorite.
You're a favorite, of course. She said, what? But he's very nice. He talks nice, she said. She said, wow. I like it when I see him. I like it when I see him.
Yeah,
and gets... are you thinking of moving or you take her somewhere to another house?
Oh, I do take her other places and I have thought about moving. So both of those are true.
She said, I know what my mummy thinks, she said. And she said, if it moves, she'll have to have a nice yard for me. And she thinks about that, too.
I do. I think about her yard and everything. Can you tell me, does she sit? Will you ask her about her leg? Because she has a bad knee. She has bad knees. And I always wonder if they really hurt her, if she's okay.
She said, I can still run, even though my knees are annoying.
Oh, she, okay, yeah. She still runs and jumps.
Running, it's annoying, she said, my knees. She said, I hear them click sometimes. She said, but it doesn't stop me doing anything. She said, I can still jump up a bit. And I'm very good at walking and I'm very good at running and I have a very nice tail. She said, my tail is quite long.
She has a very fluffy tail.
She said, I really like it. The only thing I don't like, she said, is being groomed.
She hates being groomed.
No, she said, why do I have to be groomed all the time? Because that's one of the things I don't like.
I want to know when, here she is right here. When we're in the car, she always is very stressed out and panting.
She doesn't like all the things buzzing by her, she said.
She doesn't like the things buzzing by her?
Put some darker glasses on. That helps some of them. I know sunglasses help some of the dogs.
I don't know if she'll wear them. She doesn't like clothes either.
She said you wear them.
My sunglasses?
Yeah.
I don't wear sunglasses.
Who wears glasses? She said someone wears glasses.
My sister lives with me and she wears glasses.
Oh, she likes your sister. She said she's a bit bossy though.
She said my sister's a bit bossy?
Yeah.
Phoebe says that you're a bit bossy.
I love her. She said, and she loves me a lot as well. She said, everybody just falls in love with me.
It's true.
I'm sure they do.
Everyone falls in love with Phoebe. Will you ask her if she gets annoyed with us when we are always talking to her?
She said, it depends what you're saying.
Depends on what we're saying.
She said, I know they love me, she said. And she said, and I know about language because I can talk in their language as well, she said. She said, you know that, don't you? I'll tell her, yes, I do. And how did you learn to talk to Doc, she wants to know. I'll tell her, well, when I was a little girl, I had lots of animals around me and the dogs taught me their language, the animals, and I didn't speak to people till I was 6 or 7. They thought I couldn't talk, but I was talking to dogs all the time.
So you learned how to talk to animals before you learned how to talk to people?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Well, I'm so thankful that you are able to help me communicate with Phoebe.
Oh, darling, you're doing it without realizing it.
Well, I thought I was, but I've never known what she's been thinking.
Well, you know, I always say to people, because I've done seminars in the past where I've taught people how to talk to animals, and I have never had anyone after 2 days go that couldn't pick up things from their animals. And people just dismiss it because they think it's the imagination. But if you tonight go to bed and just ask her a question and see what you feel and trust it. Don't think it's the imagination. Well, it is the imagination because we use it for everything, but that's how they talk. And of course, she can make you understand. She's a smart dog. Certain things you can understand by the way she runs to you or runs away from you, or she's a good barker. She said, I bark quite well too.
She does. She is a good barker.
She's become a good guard dog.
She does think she's a good guard dog. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Where can people find you or watch you or listen to you?
Thank you. And it's SoniaFitzpatrick.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll tell everybody to go to SoniaFitzpatrick.com for all of her information. She's written books. She has a radio show. You're everywhere. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
All right, bye.
Bye, dear darling. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, what'd you think? Tanya had a look in her eye the whole time.
Well, she goes, Sonia goes, she really likes to sit on your lap in the car. It's like, where else is she going
to
sit?
No, she said she likes to stand on your knee.
Where else is she going to stand? She obviously wants to be with you. You are her mom.
But she stands on my knee.
Where else is she going to stand on your knee?
In the other chair, she would go sit in the other chair in the back. Or even if Hink isn't next to me, she won't even sit with her. She comes right over to me.
Right. Because you're her mom.
To stand on my leg, my knee.
What's she going to say? She likes to stand on your shoulders. That would be, if she did, that would be, I'd be like, okay, girl, you got some powers here.
But a lot of dogs lay down and I thought that one was telling. And the really funny thing is that we call Phoebe Chicken. Like, that's just become her nickname. And so then she brought up chicken and I feed her chicken. And we always, when Phoebe's not eating her normal food, we'll give her the little dried chicken just so she's eating something. And she always eats the chicken. I know most dogs like chicken.
I think it's just kind of playing the odds on that one.
Yeah. There was something else too where I was like, okay.
That she said?
Yeah. No disrespect. I mean,
I forget what it was, but she said, oh, and you know, she says she loves this. And then you're like, no, she doesn't really like that. And then she just kind of goes with it. She just kind of is like, well, yeah, of course she doesn't like that, but, and then she just kind of plays
right.
it off.
Maybe she didn't hear it from Phoebe right. Maybe there was a glitch in the system.
Could be a language issue.
Yeah, a language barrier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Phoebe said, I don't like being in the car or whatever. She said something about she likes car. She said she likes car rides, right?
She didn't like car rides.
No, she said she likes car rides. Right. And I said, no, she actually doesn't like car rides. But maybe there was a miscommunication there. Anyways, that was fun. I actually enjoyed that.
Tanya, are you any less skeptic than you were at the beginning of the episode?
No, not at all.
Well,
validated me more.
Oh, rude.
So that's the result of our meeting of guests we would like. But also in that meeting, as Chelsea in this email points out, she says, Becca mentioned y'all were going to be having a meeting about who the podcast is for. And I hope you guys kept these things in mind. This podcast is for the modern woman and men. I guess there's some men who listen.
That's true.
And then she outlines all the modern women that this is for, and I love this. It's for modern women who aren't ashamed of talking about their periods and UTI.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who can agree that regardless of your political beliefs, it should be celebrated that we got our first female vice president.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who understand that some of the issues that have been discussed on the podcast are actually human rights issues and are not political.
Praise Chelsea.
It's for modern women who should be able to listen to opinions that aren't necessarily their own and disagree in a healthy way.
Yes.
It's for modern
women. Dog psychic in tow.
It's for modern women who are able to make mistakes and be shown grace and learn from it.
Wow. Chelsea.
It's for modern women that understand that not everyone wants to share their entire dating life, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's for modern women who realize that Becca and Tanya are just two regular, normal, young, human women who can make mistakes just like us, have the same struggles as us, and can be hurt just like us. And us modern women all need to show some grace. For those who can't, those aren't the people the podcast is for anyway. I love you all and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, obviously.
Wow, Chelsea, that was just...
Can somebody
I needed to
send
hear.
Me that email? That needs to go on my vision board.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might print that out.
I need that on my 2021 vision board because hallelujah, Chelsea, that is what we needed to hear.
What we needed to hear.
It's true.
And it was really well written. And Kaylee wanted to weigh in. And Easton, you'll enjoy this. In my adult years, I've become passionate about a good fast food chicken tender. I would say in the area of food, I'm a Tanya during the weekdays and a Becca on the weekends. Tonight, my husband and I tried Cane's after raving reviews from Becca, Easton, and my father. So I feel the need to ask, have y'all tried Popeyes? While I personally rated Cane's a 7 out of 10 based on the sauce, chicken breading, accuracy of order, and Texas toast, Popeyes by far reigns supreme in all those categories, minus accuracy of order. Please let me know your thoughts. Peace, love, and chicken tenders from Kaylee.
Wow, Easton, I'm going to let you start here.
I'll be brief about this because I
chicken at Popeyes.
I could talk about Popeyes for a while. I'm anti Popeyes. I don't think they're worthy of the hype. That new chicken sandwich they debuted over like last year that was crazy popular. That thing's really good. I think Wendy's has a better chicken sandwich. I think Cane's has a far superior chicken tender. The one thing Popeyes does that I will give them praise for, they did like a whole, I think it was a turkey that was seasoned with their special like Cajun seasoning for Thanksgiving. And I heard it was very good. And I thought that was a cool like offering, but I think they're vastly inferior in every other category. End of discussion.
Yeah. I will just say that I always grew up with KFC. So Popeyes wasn't really even that big of a, that wasn't even a big deal
in Louisiana.
I enjoy some popcorn chicken.
I like Popeyes, like the biscuits. I love the biscuits. Yeah, I grew up more with KFC. I still eat KFC sides. Sometimes I just order the sides because that's what I want. Raising Cane's to me is like perfect chicken tender, perfect French fry, perfect sauce, perfect bread. Like everything's good and perfect drink.
They don't do a lot, but they do it all really well. Becca, I'm surprised that you didn't. I just assume there's Popeyes on every corner in Louisiana. It's Popeye's
there
Louisiana
is.
Chicken.
Yeah, there is.
Popeye's on every corner.
Yeah,
there is Popeye's on every corner. But also, Cane's originated in Louisiana. So that was, you know, in my later youth, that was the spot.
Would it be fun for one of the mini episodes? I don't know how many mini episodes we're doing. Would it be fun if we did
a chicken tender contest?
No, if we decided like what our meals would be for our next diet swap.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I prefer a chicken tender contest, but... yeah, we can definitely do that.
That could be kind of fun. You think?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And maybe like on that diet swap day, like you try period panties. No,
it's a weird combination.
Did I take it too far?
Yeah. Yeah. You tried to make it too much of a thing.
I'll try them if you want.
Yeah, you're the boss. Great for you, Easton.
Maybe they're comfortable.
Probably
I don't know.
Won't know a difference. I mean, we'll, you know, I don't know how many more mini episodes we have, but with this one and then the dog psychic with the Diva Cup expert, we're just going to be on a roll.
So how does this work? Does each of us get to pick a guest like after Tanya's period panties, or then Easton will pick somebody who like does special effects for the Avengers movies?
Chris Evans. I'd like to have Chris Evans on. I'd like to talk to Sarah Fuller, that girl that played in the Vanderbilt football game.
We've asked for her for the Seacrest show. I don't know if it'll happen, but we've put in the request.
That would be great. I would love to talk to her.
It's so infuriating that she gets all kinds of hate on social media. Like, what an amazing accomplishment to play in a college football game. It's incredible. The Miami Marlins just hired a female general manager, first one in baseball history. These should be celebrated. These should not, like, are guys so threatened by this that they have to put all this hate out there? Like, women are coming for their jobs or for their teams?
It's
or
interesting.
I cannot relate to that on any level.
I can't either. Well, I'm not a man, so I guess I can't relate, but it's so weird to me because I find it to be so strange too. Like, I can't quite wrap my finger around why there's so much hate about that.
Because they're all saying they want her to get tackled, they want her to get destroyed, they want her to get hurt. I don't understand that. I just think it's fantastic and amazing, and I hope we do get to talk to her.
Me too. Social media, as great as it is, can be so draining sometimes when nothing can just be good or celebrated.
You know, before social media, people had those horrible thoughts and they just kept them to themselves.
They didn't have anywhere. They could go to a forum or like message board, but no one was on those, you know? Now it's just like at your fingertips.
You gotta get a piece of paper and write a letter that no one will read. That's
also people mail. Can like do it behind like a, they can make like a troll account, you know what I mean? And like they don't even have a photo. They just have like that stock photo that's like a silhouette of a person and they can just be so hateful. But it's like, at the end of the day, when your intent, okay, so my big thing that I'm realizing is like, we always say hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people. And you want to be a person that's like stable. A stable person stabilizes people. A stable person builds people. A joyful person brings joy to people. So it's like, let's just move away from all of that negativity and move into the good stuff.
Amen. 2021.
I'm into that, vibe. Well, thank you for listening to our mini episode. Thank you, Sonia, if you're listening, for coming on and talking to me and talking to Phoebe for me. Tanya, we will make you a believer one day. She's not looking convinced, but one day.
Remember some psychic told me that I was going to be married by like May 2018 or something.
You just got to find the right one.
Yeah. Got to find the right one.
It's all about the right one.
Yeah.
Just like finding the right guy for you, you got to find the right psychic.
Right.
I've literally never even done a reading for myself, but I really feel connected after the Phoebe thing. I can't wait to talk to her later.
I'm a skeptic too. I do not believe in psychics whatsoever, but we had the Long Island medium come on the Secret Show and
that was weird.
She blew me away.
But she's not a psychic. She talks to spirits.
I don't believe in that either.
I mean, I don't really either, but
neither did I until that day.
Easton, tell that story quick, because that is bizarre.
Really quickly, I was filling in as the engineer that day, and we had the Long Island medium on the show, and she didn't know I was going to be there. And she came down, and she was like talking to Sissany and Ryan and everyone in the room, and she's like, has someone here had a death of someone close to them through a drowning? And one of my good friends drowned back in 2013, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just the engineer. I'm not supposed to say anything. So I kept quiet and she just like kept saying like, is anyone here? And then she just looks at me. She's like, you, it's you. And I'm like, yes. And then she like told me all about my friend Ray, and she had all this information that was really mind blowing, like specific information about him. And
yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird. It's on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it. But it was a weird moment, because I was like, I came out of it going, that was either real or she has like a research team that's better than the CIA, and that's still impressive, you know?
I know. I think it's interesting. And I do think it takes like one instance for you to maybe not be a skeptic anymore, you know? Like, it could be just a specific, like you said, it was so random that you happened to be there and that she was there that day and that that's what she brought up. So I think it just takes a certain moment for you to be like, oh, this wasn't your moment today.
It's not my moment.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with our regular episode and
a new episode of Grey's.
A new episode of Grey's and a mini episode.
Oh, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Embarrassment of riches?
Yeah. When you have like a plethora of goodness. Is that not a saying?
That's a saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
I've never heard them before.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
Because you just have too many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we love you all.
Oh.
And goodbye. Oh.
Well, before, I'm sorry. I hate to jump in before we go, but also next week, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Camilla Luddington.
Is she confirmed? She's confirmed.
I'm so excited. I didn't get to talk. I mean, I got to talk to her briefly on the phone last time.
I knew she'd be back. Remember, I said it, you guys.
Well, you also said that we'd get together and watch Grey's.
That's true, but you know.
She's like, this is over Zoom. I'm just making sure, right? I don't have to see Tanya in person.
Shoot for the moon and you'll land amongst the stars.
Wow. I think it's shoot for this. Never mind.
Tanya's nailing these expressions.
Wow.
Today.
I'm off today and she's on.
That's right. 2020 has been growth in many ways.
Well, so next Monday, we will be back with Joe Wilson, AKA Camilla Luddington,
aka our BFF and Jackson's potential future husband, wife.
All right, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with Camilla, and have a great rest of your week.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.